Game one of the NLCS between the Dodgers and Cubs in LA. Kyle Schwarber in the lineup. So is Charlie Culberson. Corey Seager not a part of the Dodgers NLCS roster because of a bad back. Jose Quintana on the hill going up against Clayton Kershaw in game one. Picking up in the fourth inning. No score with a man on. Albert Almora Jr. facing Kershaw.
There's a drive in the left field. Almora's watching this one. And it is gone. Two-run home run. Albert Almora.
And Almora Jr. there jumped all over a cutter.
Well, Quintana knows Puig is a threat. Puig in the air, left center. And he's going to get down. Forsyth is in. It's an RBI double for Yasiel Puig, and the Dodgers are on the board.
Chris Taylor leading off the sixth for the Dodgers. And a fly ball well hit to center field. Almora going back to the wall. He leaps. Can't get it. It's a home run. Chris Taylor has given the Dodgers a 3-2 lead. Going the other way.
Now that one is hit high and deep to left field. Schwarber can't find it. And he's at the wall. It's gone. Just over the fence. A wall scraper. And Yasiel Puig has given the Dodgers a two-run lead.
Justin Turner, and a base hit. Throw to the plate, one hop in, the tag, he is
out at the plate.
Did he have the ball in his glove when he blocked the plate, which is illegal now, and they're gonna call it safe. Knew it, wow.
The Dodgers continue to roll along in the postseason, taking out the Cubs 5-2 in game one of the NLCS. Yasiel Puig, two hits and two RBIs, including his first career postseason homer. Chris Taylor becomes the first Dodger center fielder with a go-ahead homer in the sixth inning or later in the postseason since Duke Snider in the 1952 World Series. Joe Maddon ejected in the seventh inning for arguing a play at the plate. The series continues on Sunday in LA for Game 2, Rich Hill against John Lester. The Dodgers take Game 1 of the NLCS. Manager Dave Roberts spoke after.
He's done it all year for us, and I think that, you know, CT is one of many guys that are just winning players, and he just carries himself well, doesn't get too high, doesn't get too low, and, you know, people use that word poise a lot, but he has poise, and in big spots, he has the ability to zone in and swing at strikes and take balls. So he's done that all year for us, so to get that big homer to right center really didn't surprise us, and another thing to add to his special season. Kent is doing a great job, and we saw a little bit of it this summer, and the stuff really played up, and I think the credit goes to Kent as far as buying in and understanding that every out in the postseason is important, and so when he gets his opportunity, he's been lights out. So it's great. I know he's got a ton of confidence, but again, all the credit goes to Kent for buying into that role, and also when he gets in there to compete and execute. Well, I think that it was a heck of a throw by Kyle out there in left field, and Contreras made a great play, athletic play, but as the rule states, he was in violation. So I looked at it just like everyone looked at it, and as the rule states, he was in violation. So it was pretty clear to us, So that's kind of pretty simple.
Yasiel Puig with his first career postseason homer. He talked after the game.
I try to do the best I can in the game. I come here every day for practicing and focus and have a little bit of passion in the home plate. That's the reason I play better right now.
I come here, like I said, looking for good pitcher for hit, and he throw me fastball outside, and I take good swing, and I think so the wing is helped me a little bit, and that's the reason I have this home run tonight.
Chris Taylor with two hits, including the go-ahead home run. He spoke after the game.
My approach is pretty similar. I made some mechanical changes. You know, I'd been up and down between AAA and the big leagues the last few years, and haven't been able to stick in the big leagues or have long-term success. So, you know, I felt it was just something I had to do. I had to make that adjustment to, just take it to the next level. And, you know, I knew I wanted to be an everyday player, and I knew that was an adjustment I would have to make.
Charlie Culberson drawing the start for the Dodgers in Game 1 with Corey Seager hurt. Culberson with a hit, an RBI, and a run scored. He talked to the media after.
Big day for us. Awesome to get that first win out of the way. Everybody came to play, and glad to be a part of it. Honestly, I thought I got my hand in there, but after seeing the replay, I think it was pretty obvious. Wilson kind of crossed home plate and really didn't give me much of a lane. And I think it's just that's just baseball. Luckily enough, you know, we got the run right there.
Clayton Kershaw goes five innings, allowing two runs. He talked after the game.
They battled me well, got my pitch count up there. You know, they made me fight at bats like I expected they would. And Almora put a good swing on the ball. The one that I'm upset about is the 3-1, you know, falling behind Contreras to start that inning. You know, if, solo home runs, you know, I've always said you can deal with, but the ones when guys on base are tough. So, but yeah, you know, I think other than that, it was okay. And, you know, with the way our bullpen's throwing the ball, it, you know, you feel good going into a tie game with them.
Up next, it's game two in LA on Sunday. Rich Hill on the mound.